Yes. Anyways, so this is Allie and
Kylie. What's up? You know I was gonna do it.
You know it's your girl.
You know it's your girl.
All right.
I love me some cheeky pun.
Today we're gonna be continuing the freshman do's and don'ts series and talk about that freshman year breakup, y'all.
Woo!
I feel like it happens to all of us.
Even at this the best point, my advice is just don't do it.
Don't do it.
That's my advice.
I mean, don't break up or don't get with somebody.
Both.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you find the one freshman year, Godspeed. All good things to you. Maybe either come into college with somebody.
That's what happened to me.
That would be nice. I wish I would have done that.
I wish I had never.
Oh, she said.
no shade to her or anything, but it just didn't go the way I expected it to.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. You going to tell me about your experience, Miss Kylie?
Well,
or any advice other than don't do it?
No, I don't have any advice. I mean, sure. Okay. So, let me get some backstory. I came into college not looking for nothing.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that. Obviously, I was aware.
Right.
I wasn't walking around campus with my eyes closed type thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't, the relationship I got into freshman year was a surprise. It was a shock. Mm. I wasn't planning on nothing of it. It happened very quickly.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, I should have considered how other people come into college.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, what type of timing I was on.
Okay.
But we both did some iffy type things. And I realize now how inconsiderate I might have been.
Okay, Grove.
Because, right? I'm mature, y'all.
Yes.
I see where I went wrong.
Yes.
But, yeah, I just, the main thing was we rushed completely into it.
Okay, so you were basically on lesbian timing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it connects. We rushed into it, like, 2 weeks in.
Okay.
Well, okay, here's also what happened. The timing was terrible. 2 weeks in, we hit Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Oh, wait.
2 weeks in. 2 weeks in. And when I say 2 weeks in, we didn't see each other every day.
It was just texting.
It was just texting.
And
we saw, we had been out together in public maybe once, twice.
Wait.
But it was 2 weeks of texting.
Yeah. So basically what I'm hearing is, like, if everything went the way it was supposed to go, we probably would have had, like, the same anniversary.
Yes.
Around the same. Like, we met our people around the same time, literally.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So, maybe it was longer than 2 weeks.
I'm over here trying to think, too. But
I'm trying to get my timeline together. Here's what I know. November, we had met.
Okay.
By December, I had come home from college. So I wasn't talking to nobody from school.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I had friends that I would keep in touch with, but it wasn't like I was up here in Murfreesboro. So basically it was like dry. It was like nothing.
Nothing going on, basically.
So maybe, it was probably late January. So I think my timing is a little bit right. It might be a little bit off. But basically 2 weeks of texting where we both knew it had become more than a friendship.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but still, 2 weeks of texting.
Mm-hmm.
We had been out, like hung out together. And what was crazy was, you remember before we came back to school, for second semester, we were snowed in. You remember that?
Oh, trust me, I remember. Trust me, I remember.
You were snowed in. I was snowed in. I was just hanging out by my lonesome in my little studio for my one little self. What happened during those days where we were on the phone with each other all day?
Okay.
All day.
Right.
Like 48 hours straight. Unless type. Other people called us and we'd be like, hold on, I'll call you back.
Right.
So I don't want to say, like, it started off real sweet, but then the Valentine's Day, him asking me to be his girlfriend when I knew I wasn't technically ready to pursue that at all.
Right.
I said yes because freshman, I'm stupid, y'all. So, I mean, I'm not stupid. I shouldn't say that about myself. But I had my little lack of judgment freshman year.
You have some vulnerabilities.
I had some vulnerabilities.
Okay. You know, that's the word of the week.
Yeah, vulnerabilities. And I don't know. I don't know what happened freshman year.
Lack of judgment.
Yeah. I can't even, like, the beginning I remember was good.
Yeah.
I don't remember when it went wrong, but I know it went wrong real quick. And had we had more conversations before getting into a relationship, I think we could have handled everything so much better. So much better.
Or you would have been able to run faster.
Or I would have seen the signs and been like, we don't even need to get into this. Like,
you know what? All right.
We don't even need to get into this. Yeah. So I take responsibility for that, but and I'm not on here, this episode, y'all, I am not on here to bash nobody. Because I know I was wrong. I know we was both wrong in the situation. I think what I'm here to say is just to bring awareness to the fact that if you don't get to know someone beforehand, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Yeah.
It'll come back and bite you in the butt.
Yeah, it is.
Because so many simple things that I know, if I had had the mindset of, okay, I'm going into dating with the thought of being in a serious relationship with someone, like fully committing, all that.
Yeah.
I have some of the highest standards ever. And I know that about myself. So I know
that's true.
If I had had that mindset, I would have gone in with those questions.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have rushed. I wouldn't have rushed. That's really what it comes down to. And so my advice would be, if you know, don't be like me. Don't get to the vulnerability.
Yeah.
And all the, just everything that was going on around me definitely influenced my decision to just impulse react and be like, yeah, let's get into a relationship. Yeah, let's go ahead and pursue this, knowing good and well
you weren't ready.
We probably weren't compatible.
That part.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Not even on no, like, hating stuff.
No, no, no. Just period. Some people don't mesh into your life the way that you need them to.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? And my biggest thing is I need space.
Yeah. I think it might be a Capricorn thing.
I need space.
We need a little space every once in a while.
And when I don't get that space, or since I didn't have the conversation of, you know, when I need space, it's not because I'm mad or I'm angry with you. It's not because you did something to bother me. It's not because I'm annoyed. I just know, like, after I spend a good amount of time pouring into somebody else, I have to do the same for myself.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So I need just time to decompress, yada, yada. And when I'm with someone who I really, really, like, hold me down, love you, yeah, then that time will get less and less. Because as I'm with you, I'm still pouring into myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not a task.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the reason that freshman year relationship failed is because we rushed into it. So I wasn't ever at a point comfortable enough to where hanging out with him was pouring back into me.
Right.
it was still, you know, we're still in that new kind of phase of, you know, we're trying to impress each other. Mm-hmm. We're trying to, you know, it was all fun. It was all exciting, but it was exciting in a way that didn't hit into the depths of emotions and stuff like that. It like, it was all level. We cool, we chilling, we hanging out, we having a good time. We get to call each other girlfriend, boyfriend. Like, it was all it was all new.
Butterflies, we were like, honeymoon.
And I, after it ended and the way it took a lot out of me, I realized, I was like, wow.
Yeah, like, I'm tired.
Wow, that was draining.
This is tired.
That was draining.
Yeah.
So, let me sum me up. And to my advice would be, don't rush into things. If you know that you don't have a mindset of a serious relationship at that time, then don't.
Yeah.
Absolutely don't. Absolutely do not. One, get somebody else's hopes up. And two, it was exhausting convincing myself, you know, like this is going to work out. This, I'm going to be. We're going to get to a point where everything's just going to click and I'm going to be happy as ever.
Right.
That was exhausting to me.
Yeah.
And I did that for too long. Not not really that long, y'all. When I tell you long this relationship enough. Was, it was over. Yeah. It was over.
Yeah.
But it was still too long that I was doing that.
It was
so
long far long enough.
That's what I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I can kind of relate back to that because, like I said earlier, we both started something around literally, like, the same time.
Right.
And I'm still with my something right now. But I also feel like if I wish y'all could see her little dance she just did. We love her.
I just love Allie's girlfriend, y'all. Okay? They're like my family up here, for real.
No, for real, though. But I feel like my relationship before that is what made me not make those mistakes.
Okay. Is that the one you came from high school with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I had technically two freshman relationships. Well, not really, because we were done by the time I stepped foot in class. We were done by then.
But I still count it. I still count it.
Yeah, going into freshman year.
I still count it, because you was already in a college mindset.
Right, yeah. I was there. Like, she helped me move there. So, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
That's when she bought the ring out here.
Oh.
Yes, she bought the ring.
See, y'all, me and Allie talk about everything, so the fact that I didn't know that is crazy, but.
Yeah, she helped me move out here into my apartment and stuff.
Okay.
And she rolled back
to
my family.
Yeah, two of them. Claim them. Two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Okay.
Let's just, I'm going to pivot from what she just said and, like, just kind of compare and contrast because, like, when I met my current girlfriend, I made it a point that I wanted to take it slow.
Okay.
Like, that was, if anyone knows us or anyone talked to her, she will tell you, like, yeah, she had me waiting. She had me waiting.
And did.
I didn't even really, like, tell my family or nothing. Like, my mom only found out because she saw the Valentine's Day thing on my wall from her asking me. She was like, who gave you that? But my mom, like, knew that I was dating people. She just didn't know that I was serious about someone.
Okay.
But it took me, like, we celebrate our anniversary in January because that's when we, like, start talking. But our real anniversary isn't until, like, March or.
It really was the same time.
About March, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
It was literally the same time. Okay. Period. So I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, you need to do, everyone needs to just follow my relationship structure and blah blah blah,
right?
Like,
everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different, and I definitely can say that, like, we are not perfect people. So, but I'm saying that we have lasted this long because
put a word on it. Put a word on it.
Look, now we already got churchy last time.
We can get churchy on every episode. You know how we are.
Everyone, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm not saying that you should lead by our example, but I'm saying that taking the advice that you just said, it definitely made us last past the honeymoon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I made her get to know me.
Right.
Like, we had arguments before we were even together.
And that's, woo! Okay. Sorry. That just, yes. Yes.
We went through it before we got together, so she can know what she was dealing with.
Right. You have to see how people are on the other side of things. If all you see is your person happy, happy, happy.
Right.
And you don't know how they can flip. If they flip,
I don't trust it. Mm-mm. I like automatically don't trust it. Like, she was kind of like, she didn't understand at first because, like, I did go through a somewhat traumatic breakup, I guess you could say.
Okay.
You know, I'll backtrack again to the first one that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Just to tell y'all how I got there.
Okay.
So I was with someone for a while. I met her when I was 15. I know.
Okay.
I met her when I was 15. I of course had like other girlfriends and stuff in between, but we ended up becoming more serious like my senior year. We were together, like full on together, for about maybe a year and a half.
Okay, year and a half.
Maybe.
Goodness.
But mind you, I had been like, well, I had been in love with this girl since I was 15. Of course, I had relationships in between there.
Right.
You know, I had feelings, very valid feelings for these people in between time.
Okay.
But this whole time, I was very much in love with this girl. Until, you know, we finally got together, and we were together for a year and a half. And around the time I was about to go to college is when we got really rocky. And I'm really not going to go into detail about, like, our relationship because it's really in the past. But we did get rocky. Some things happened. And there was an incident that happened right when I got here. And that just kind of towed me up. That towed me up to the flow up. And so after that happened, I just kind of, you know, I was kind of like a serial monogamous person. Yeah.
Okay.
So I really didn't want to just pop out with another girlfriend.
Okay.
Especially since I knew I wasn't healed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Even though I did move on within 6 months, but I also feel like I wasn't searching for real.
Okay.
Like, I was, but I wasn't.
Because you were still aware of being in the healing process.
Yeah, I was.
Which,
y'all,
that's mature. That is so mature. I will brag on my friends all the time. That is such a mature thing to do. Yeah. To realize when you're still hurt and still got to clean some of you up.
Right. Definitely had
you
to clean
had
a lot of me.
Know.
I had to clean a lot of me up because not only did, like, we did end on bad terms, and when we first ended, I just kind of blamed everything on her.
Yeah.
But after a while, I just kind of looked into the relationship, and I realized I had some fixing to do.
Right.
Real life fixing.
Mature.
Yeah. Because, like, I was just looking into, like, all of my relationships, and I was just like, dang. I was just kind of self-reflecting. It was a really, self-reflection was really hard for me,
because
I was definitely, like, the person you did not want to date. Because I didn't do much self-reflecting. I was very stubborn. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like nothing could be my fault. So, which.
And ain't.
Like,
I'm kidding, y'all. We're both stubborn, so I can say that because we can laugh at ourselves.
Right, we can. But looking back, it's like, I definitely had the right to feel how I was feeling, like, as far as hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not have the right to just point fingers, because I was in the wrong too on a lot of things.
Right.
So after that, and doing some self-reflection, like, I knew that my next relationship, I had to fix those things.
Right.
Or, you know, work with that person to fix that. And I did push my girlfriend away for a while, like, literally like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I pushed her away because I was like, like, no, you're not ready for these problems. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like as soon as those problems occurred, she didn't deserve to be with me.
Okay.
Like, she might as well just leave.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to bring that onto somebody else.
Right.
Like, another relationship that I'm this person that I don't even like.
Right.
So, that's what brings me to that time period and why I was so cautious on, you know, everything. So, I will say, take Kylie's advice on, you know, taking your time. But I also say, do some self-reflection. If none of your relationships worked before,
It ain't all on them. I'm not saying you're the reason for of the issues.
But you played a part.
But every relationship is a two-person thing.
It's a two-person thing. Like, so, it's a two-person thing. There's definitely sometimes somebody that's more in the wrong.
Oh, for sure.
But you stay there, you feed this behavior,
sure.
Mm-hmm. You do this, like, these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, do some self-reflection. You know, we love therapy.
Therapy, get love into therapy. It.
Go to therapy. We need to get sponsored by, like, a therapist or something. Like,
I swear, because we talk about therapy every time. Every episode.
Because we definitely promote therapy. Because, like, the ex that I was dating right when I got to college, I had to go back to therapy because of her.
Right.
Not saying that she's just, like, this terrible, terrible person.
No, but
I definitely had to because of the emotional, like, stuff. I'm mm-hmm. saying emotional stuff that was going on
just
around
chaos.
That relationship. Yeah.
Yeah,
just chaos. And also, think about, like, you know, how you were raised, the type of people that you were around, your vulnerabilities.
Right.
What makes you vulnerable? Why do you keep falling for these type of things?
Right.
For me, I feel like my vulnerabilities were just being insecure. Like,
okay.
I feel like I didn't deserve a lot of things.
Okay.
And I settled for a lot of things because I feel like that's what I deserved.
Mm.
So, know your worth.
Right.
That's a big thing right there,
period.
Too. But anybody that's going through, like, a post-high school breakup your freshman year, baby, let me hold your hand when I say this. You and me both knew that this was going to happen.
Ooh.
Me and you both knew that the chances of you being high school sweethearts was about 5%.
Five, y'all.
About 5%. Now, I'm not here to be Scrooge or to be, you know, just a pessimist, but baby, you knew this was going to happen.
Right.
You knew that this was a possibility. Not saying that it's supposed to hurt any less because of that.
No.
It still hurts.
No,
like
we ain't
love.
Invalidating feelings on here. We get it. We completely get it.
But at the same time, let's think about why you thought this was a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
All those reasons that you were afraid of were valid.
Mm-hmm.
Your person probably was not ready for commitment.
Mm. And you know what? What you're saying right now, another biggie, don't ignore red flags.
Don't ignore red flags.
Y'all, I don't care how fine this person is. Mm. I don't care if he tells you all the right things when you're with him. I don't care if he's the best texter you've ever talked to.
Right.
Don't ignore the red flags.
Don't
ignore the red flags. The little things now that twerk you.
twerking up.
My mind is in the club. Anyway, the little things that get on your nerves right now, bother you, they only get worse.
They do. And I've gotten to a point now where, like, I know my girlfriend, let's all put a prayer up for her because she deal with me.
Well.
We love her. But I definitely was searching for red flags.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. Sorry, baby, but I did find a couple. But they were fixable.
Okay.
Let's point those red flags out and let's work on those.
Work on them.
And I'm sure she pointed out some with me too. So, like, let's work on those red flags. Let's turn them beige and then let's turn them green.
And that's progress. See, that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find someone who is willing to work on their red flags, that's
Clock
a,
it.
That
that's
in
it right
itself
there.
Is a green flag.
Yes.
I'm not
yes.
saying it out weighs the red flags, you still need to fix those. But the fact that they're willing to work on themselves is a green flag.
Right. Wait, pause. I'm sorry, y'all. Well, I'm being kind of messy. The group that's outside of here keeps looking at us. We should just invite them in at this point.
Invite them in. Just ask them about their relationships.
Or something, because they keep looking and pointing.
Come on.
But anyways, sorry, but yes, heavy on find somebody that's willing to work with you. So when you find someone that works with you, you guys can, like, that's love right there. Somebody that's willing to try, to at least try to hear you.
Yeah.
And you're trying to hear them. Not even like the fake trying. Like, oh, I heard you already. No. Somebody that you can tell is deeply invested in what you have.
Real effort.
Yes, real effort. Let go of those toxic ways.
Mm.
Let go of them. They are not serving you.
Mm.
You cannot shut down. You are a big girl. You are a big boy. Mm-hmm. You are a big they, them.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot shut down.
Right.
Like, I still have that bad of just, like, kind of running from confrontation, which I'm working on. So, but the fact that I'm working on it and that my partner is also being patient enough with me.
Right.
For me to work on that. That's what it's supposed to be.
That's how it should be.
Your healing phase never really stops.
Mm-mm.
You just have to find somebody that can grow with you.
Right.
And not somebody that's going to see you and your problems as a problem.
Right. It shouldn't feel like a burden.
Yes.
It should be, I understand that we are both human. Mm-hmm. We are both growing in our own ways, but we're also growing together.
Right.
I support you. You support me. We have an understanding of that. And we also we offer patience to each other.
Yeah.
We offer room to mess up, but then we help each other get through it.
Right.
That's what it is.
We help each other back up.
Right.
I feel like with my relationship before, like, we had not gotten to that point of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And as it really wasn't even that long ago, but, like, I feel like I've grown so much over this time to where I can't even point fingers.
Okay.
I just blame it on maturity in general.
Yeah.
The communication was not there.
Mm.
The understanding was not there. That's the biggest thing. And I automatically, like, translated that into, oh, she did not love me. Honestly, with that logic, she could probably say the same thing about me. But I feel like I cared so much.
Right.
And she didn't care at all.
Right.
Which I am like 89% certain that that's not true.
Okay.
Because of other things that she did while we were, you know, together or whatever. Like, I feel like she did care, but she just didn't know how to go about that.
Okay.
And I didn't either. Like, I knew that I could express my feelings, I could express intimacy, but I couldn't express disdain. I couldn't express negative emotions.
Okay.
I was really good at the positive.
Okay.
But I was not good at the negatives.
Okay.
And I feel like when it came to her, it was kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
She was kind of good at the negative communication. And I was, you know, it just wasn't balancing out, basically.
Right.
And it goes back to that point. Some people just don't.
It don't fit.
It don't fit.
It don't fit. And don't force it.
Don't try to make
it. You'll know. Yes. You'll know.
You will know.
If it's one thing, my gut has never been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ignored my gut.
Yeah.
And it always leads me down a path that I should have never been on. Right. So you'll know. And yeah, don't force it if it's not a fit.
Yeah. Listen to your mamas, too, y'all. They be knowing.
Mamas be knowing.
Mamas
now,
be knowing, y'all. Listen to your mama.
Shout out my mama. I give her a hard time, but she has been right more times than I like to admit.
I know. Mama, if you are listening to this, you was right.
You know she is.
She is. She coming off a flight or something, and she listens to it. But You was right, Mom. Don't tell nobody else I said that.
Yeah.
But
it's between us.
It's
okay?
Between us.
I'm giving you your props now. Right. And
we're just
going to
dead it after
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't make it a big deal.
Let's not. But, dang. We didn't got off topic with the mamas.
We did.
But
we love our mamas. Shout out to the mamas.
Shout out to the mamas. I love my mama. That's one thing you can't say.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all got it, honestly. Just find someone that makes you laugh, someone that makes you happy.
Yeah.
And that's and find someone that can also hold you when you cry. Mm. Like, I cried so doggone hard a couple months ago. My girlfriend was legitimately scared for me. Like, she was like, oh, please calm down.
What's
please.
Going on?
Like, I was just going
just
through
just an outpour,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a lot, like, maybe 15 years worth of crying.
Just
like,
let it out, man.
Well, I won't say 15, maybe 10 years worth of crying that was just like, all right, I'm ready now.
Yeah.
You're 20 now.
Release.
Let's just do this.
Yeah.
And I also had someone where I felt safe enough to do that in front of.
And that's like, important.
That's very important. Don't go out looking for what you think you should have.
Mm-mm.
Don't reject the people that you feel like you don't look right with. Don't listen to Instagram. Don't listen to TikTok. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Those, I really hate those, like, couple trends, because I feel like they're just so unrealistic.
Yeah, and that's social media as a whole.
Social media
only portrays the good.
Yeah, honestly.
And it gives such false representation of what
the
real life looks like.
Literally.
So comparison kills. A, don't compare yourself to others. That kills.
Yes.
And B, social media is not the whole truth.
It's a scam.
So, yeah, definitely don't let those two things influence.
Definitely. Because, like, even me and my girlfriend have been together for a year now.
Shout out.
And, like, just from, if you look through my archives right now, like, I have posted her or whatever, but our relationship is not on social media.
Right.
Unlike my past relationships. Plural. I'm not picking on nobody here.
No.
But my past relationships, they have been very public.
Yeah.
Every day you see us out. Like, me and my girlfriend, we be living a whole life. And don't nobody be knowing. We be out. If you see us out in public, lucky you. Because we be outside.
Yeah.
But you don't be knowing. Don't nobody
Because not everybody needs to be in
it. Nobody needs to know.
Because they don't know everything that goes on when they ain't there.
Right.
So then they're trying to project what they do see.
Exactly.
And I'm like, it's not the whole picture. Mm-hmm.
Or look at her face. She's not enjoying it. Or, you know, like stuff like
that. We know us. We know us. It's between us.
Exactly.
Everybody else, chill out.
Literally. Like, I don't really talk to my family a lot about my relationship.
Yeah.
Like, if I do say something, it's just because it's just something, like, large.
Mm.
Or it has something to do with, like, us visiting or stuff like that.
Mm.
But, like, I don't be going to tell my mom about every single date that we have or, you know. Because I date a hopeless romantic. So,
like, I love me some hopeless romantics.
I date someone that's definitely going to throw rose petals down that I'm still cleaning up in the new apartment.
She's so sick of these darn rose petals.
But yet
you bought some more.
They not going in my house. I'm sorry for the Airbnb people in Memphis, but yeah.
Is this episode going out after Valentine's? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be after Valentine's.
So I can air it out. She bought more rose petals, y'all. So you tell me who's going to have rose petals in the house.
Not me.
Still you.
It might be because it might be in our luggage.
Yeah. It's
going to
be everywhere.
It's better than in my room, though.
Well, it can get transferred from luggage into your room.
I'd rather that, though. Because I know how she is.
Either way, they're
ending
up in your room.
Hold on. Let me check. Because we were supposed to have a guest today. Oh, yeah. I guess it's not going to be showing up today. But she will be here another time. Shout out, Layana, my roommate.
Roomie.
She going to come in and tell us about whatever happened tonight. I'm sure it's juicy. But we're going to start closing up. Do you have any closing remarks?
Final thing, just take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And, the mm-hmm. Lord just put this on my heart.
Ooh.
Trust God's timing as well. As well. Yes. He just laid that on my spirit. I had to get it off my chest. Almost shouted into the mic.
I'm for the shout too, girl.
You know yourself. You know what you're capable of, mm-hmm. where you want to be, where you see yourself. But also,
God
has the plan for you.
Yes.
That's and he's going to be the one to show you if you're wrong or you're right.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the one to show you if the person you're trying to get with is wrong or right.
Yep.
He's going to let you know.
Oh, trust me. He will.
He's going to let you know.
Because I was punished by God. Like, I was forcing something for 4 years.
And he said.
That he would. He constantly showed me was not it.
This ain't for you.
Constantly. And then he finally was like, all right. You want to keep playing with me?
This ain't for you.
Boom. There you go.
Right.
Now let's rebuild.
Right.
Let's rebuild this self-esteem. Let's rebuild this lifestyle.
Yes.
So, do what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
And you're not going to know until it happens.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to know until you look back and be like, dog,
mm-hmm.
that was really God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the healing phase really starts, because you start working more, not only for yourself, but for God.
Right.
Because you know it was for a reason.
Right.
You know this is what he wanted for you.
Right.
Because the first indicator that it was from God is that when you hit your rock bottom and he show you just a little piece of light of where you're supposed to go
mm-hmm.
in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
That's when you know. Because once I abandoned, you know, all the things that he was trying to tell me to just let go of,
mm-hmm.
I got Bunneroo.
Mm-hmm.
I got Candace.
Right.
I did all this other
right.
stuff.
Right.
I started DJing for real.
Yeah.
I did a lot of stuff.
Right.
And that just automatically was like, okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
I got you.
He don't speak softly. He be loud and
loud,
clear.
Very
loud and clear. And in the moment, we let our human emotions and
mm-hmm.
the things that we know we want for ourselves and all our stubbornness, all that gets in the way. But he's loud and clear.
Very loud.
Loud and clear.
So if you get some signs, take them.
Take them.
Take them.
Take them.
Before it was too late and he punished you.
Right.
But we're gonna close up with that. You know, we got to get a little churchy every time.
You know us.
But we will try to move to weekly at some point. Maybe after... after this month, well, after February, we should be ready and set. Maybe by the time y'all hear this episode. But we'll see. We're excited for you guys to listen. If you guys would want to join the podcast, just go add us on GC Podcast __. Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. Thank y'all.